is Radio Atlanta Cuban News for this Saturday broadcast. I'm Langston Wright. In news related to our previous story, the European Union has called an emergency meeting on the Middle East peace process following Bush's endorsement of Israel's unilateral disengagement plan. EU opposition to the plan has gained momentum as further details emerge, including Israel's intention to continue launching selective assassinations and preemptive strikes in Gaza following its withdrawal by the end of 2005, and to significantly expand the 100-meter-wide border corridor between Gaza and Egypt. Amid growing international concern over the future of the so-called roadmap peace plan, EU foreign policy chief Javier Solana said Friday that the emergency meeting was likely to be held in Berlin around April 28. EU External Relations Commissioner Chris Patton stated Saturday that U.S. backing for the Israeli plan has caused, in his words, an awful lot of damage. Belgian Foreign Minister Louis Michel said there was no point pretending the EU and the U.S. saw eye to eye on how to bring peace to the Middle East, but indicating the level of disarray within the European bloc that has virtually been sidelined in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. A meeting Friday of EU foreign ministers restated his previous commitments to a two-state solution to the conflict and the need for full agreement if Israel's 1967 borders are to be altered, but made no mention of any disagreement with Washington. And in other related news, British Prime Minister Tony Blair has come under heavy fire at home for endorsing Washington's Mideast policy shift. While Blair and President Bush made a public show of unity Friday in Washington, critics at home said the White House's endorsement of Israel's proposal to keep West Bank settlements was a major snub to the British Prime Minister. Blair pushed hard for the American-backed roadmap on Mideast peace negotiations, an approach many say Bush undermined this week by backing a unilateral Israeli plan to withdraw from the Gaza Strip and only small parts of the West Bank. Former Foreign Secretary Robin Cook wrote in a scathing front-page commentary in the Independent newspaper that Bush had abruptly abandoned the long-standing U.S. and British approach of seeking to be even-handed brokers between Israel and the Palestinians. He asserted that Bush has just unplugged the roadmap from its life support apparatus. Cook, who resigned his cabinet post last year to protest the Iraq invasion, wrote, "The Prime Minister may not be able to rescue the peace process, but at least he should feel free from demonstrating solidarity with the policies in Iraq of a president who has so comprehensively failed to show solidarity with our joint policy on the Middle East." Many in the UK believe that in pledging British support for the Iraq war, Blair pressed Bush to push anew for peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Some commentators even suggest that he made Bush's vow to do so a condition for his support on Iraq. One columnist in the British news daily The Guardian wrote that it's beginning to look humiliating for Blair, the one promise he extracted for his dogged fidelity in Iraq, trampled on so publicly. Those are Radio Atlanta Cuba's top stories for this Saturday, April 17th. Once again, RHC's headlines. Mediation with rebel Shiite cleric Abdallah al-Sadr fails in Iraqi holy city Najaf as Fallujah talks grind on. And Jordanian King Abdullah II says Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Iraq occupation, have generated worst ever Arab animosity towards United States. From our studios in Nevada, I'm Langston Wright.